Boonthafer of Sikkim365.com. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, where customer service is their main focus, and Best in Metal Steel and Pipe for large or small projects, with two locations in Waco and Bryan. Family owned and operated since 1943.
We will hear from Grayson Grunhafer momentarily. In fact, Craig Smoke, Paul Catalina, Deontay Epps, David Smoke. We're now joined by Grayson Grunhafer. Grayson, we just had Sam Tecklenburg on, and we didn't know this when I invited him to come on today. He's getting married tomorrow. Have you guys even, did you know that?
I had no idea, but that is so cool. Wow, what a small world. We're both getting married tomorrow. Very cool.
How did you pull off being able to do a segment with us, because you have had to miss some with things that are the duties of about to get married?
Yeah, I have some free time today. I have the rehearsal a little bit later today and then the rehearsal there tonight. So I had a few minutes and I had missed a couple with y'all, and I just couldn't do it. It didn't feel right. I hadn't talked to y'all in a while, it felt like.
So you have time. You've got everything on the checklist done. There's nothing that we're taking away from.
Yeah, I did it. I did it literally probably an hour before y'all called. I made sure I had everything done. Yeah, we're good to go. We're ready to go. And I think that's just because, my fiance did a great job, planning everything, so that I didn't have a whole lot to do last minute,
Yeah, she did. As me and Grayson talked about on Trust the Podcast, these last few weeks they've been planning it out. Big deal to have it finally here. So, Grayson, let's talk some football. Kyren Drones, quarterback commit, finished, depending on where you looked, as high as third or maybe perhaps seventh on the rankings for the Elite 11 quarterbacks after the event this week. Three-star player across the services right now, but did he have a big enough showing that you think that's going to bump up? And what did he do turning some heads as far as the Baylor brand this past week?
Well, Craig, I mentioned on Twitter actually today, everyone was talking about him deserving his 4-star, but I just want to make sure that everyone knows Sikkim365's had him as a 4-star for months. So everyone's finally catching up to the party a little bit, but Kyren had a great week of playing just football. And really, it's really cool to see it in a competitive environment like that, because you can really compare guys. And it's something that's been missing throughout the whole offseason with no camp. So getting to finally see that, he was awesome. He put on a show. I know I got to watch the target drill, which was the last day, the day that he actually performed the best. He really rose to another level that day. And from everything I've heard, it was that last day. He was like the second best quarterback on that last day, and it really propelled him, higher up in the rankings and propelled him into the final Elite 11, which is such a huge honor. Baylor has had quite a few guys make it to the finalist point, but actually being in the Elite 11, he's the first quarterback since Jarrett Stidham to actually be in the final 11.
Well, he obviously had a fantastic two or three days. His father joined us as well. How much does that help? He's a guy that I think will pull others in. I think Murphy at DeSoto will do that among the others in the group. Who's the wide receiver, Craig, out of Mansfield that's so highly thought of? Is it Mansfield?
There's Roger Daniels from Duncanville.
Yeah. And then others as well. But Shelley or something like that. But Hugh
Presley.
Presley, how much does that help when you have someone like that go out who's committed to you and then he performs like that among others nationally?
Well, it's pretty huge because, all the eyes are on him. And I think a lot of people got to see exactly who Baylor is getting at quarterback. And that definitely is exciting. The other huge part about it is all the guys you just named are kind of up the, I-35 corridor, so to speak. They're all kind of mainly Dallas area guys. But Kyren Drones is in that Houston area. And that's an area that Baylor definitely has to make some waves and finish strong. And, they have a couple guys commit from that area, but I think Kyren could do a huge, huge job trying to land some guys in that area. And then also, of course, just throughout the state of Texas, seeing a guy who's the leader of the class, the quarterback, being so highly touted and then obviously getting so much exposure from this weekend, it's massive. Quarterback's always the leader of the class, so it's really big.
Do you expect anything surprising to come down here in the next week or so?
I think that Baylor could actually be in line to maybe land another commit coming up here in the next few days. We'll see. I think there's going to be a few decisions that pop up over the July 4th weekend. I think most of them will not go Baylor's way. I think there's a few guys that have Baylor offers that are making decisions. Tyreek Chappelle out of Pennsylvania and Stone Ebby, who's in Texas. Both of those guys are making decisions this weekend. I don't believe they'll be Baylor. But there could be one coming up in the next week maybe. So definitely keep an eye on Baylor recruiting, even though, you know, you're having fun over the July 4th weekend. There could be a big surprise and maybe some fireworks in Baylor's direction.
Oh, what a tease there by Grayson Grunhafer. So they've got some offensive linemen as a part of this class. They've got their running back in Jenkins. D-line's filling up. They've got some D-backs, wide receivers. They've got their quarterback. Grayson, what's the focus now for this recruiting class? Is there a particular position that you maybe haven't seen them, you know, quite address as much as others? Where do you kind of see them focusing their attention now?
Yeah, so there's definitely two positions that need to be pointed out when talking about an area they have to address and need to land a guy or two guys. So the first is the offensive line. So right now, Tate Williams and, of course, Connor Heffernan are the commit. But those both of those guys are being recruited as guards or centers. And so they're interior offensive linemen. They really need tackles. And I think Baylor wants to take two tackles in this class. And they don't have one currently. And now Tate Williams could grow into that, but right now he's being recruited as a guard. So that's definitely a position that they're focused on. A name to keep an eye on is Jack Lehrer out of Highland Park. He's been a huge target for the Bears for a long, long time. He would be a massive addition. And then the other position to keep an eye on is the cornerback spot. Baylor has Tevin Williams already locked in there at the cornerback position, but they need to land one more in this class at least. Maybe two more. And so we'll see how that kind of ends up. A name to keep an eye on there is Cameron Bonner out of Houston St. Thomas. He's more of an athlete type. He could play wide receiver or cornerback, but a very, very gifted athlete who Baylor would love to play on either side of the ball.
Grayson, when you look and some of the stuff that Jason has asked us when we answer questions from him on the homework assignment is what I call it, with the various members of Sikkim365.com, when we discuss the best competitive position battles, I mentioned the right-hand side of the offensive line. Craig, which one did you say?
I think I went with just the backup corners and what that battle's going to look like.
Paul, which one did you bring up? Did you bring up the defensive line? I can't remember.
Yeah, mine was the defensive line.
Well, what did you say, Grayson, and how do you want to kind of respond to that?
Yeah, so the pop quiz every week, great time. Great time to get my homework updated, but I will tell you for that answer, I went with a really, really intriguing battle to me, and it's the outside wide receiver position opposite of Tyquan Thornton. I think we all know Tyquan is locked in. That's a guy who could potentially end up being a first team All Big 12 preseason guy. He was on my ballot for first team wide receiver, but on the opposite side, Baylor's looking at guys like Jared Atkinson to maybe step up and have the huge season his final year at Baylor, or a guy like Yusuf Perry, who had an amazing year just on the practice squad and then the limited action that he got. But I know a lot of people close to the Baylor program, he was sensational last year, and he's a guy who everyone is very, very excited about. So that matchup, you know, which one of those guys really steps up and lives up to the hype, because Jared Atkinson was a huge recruit as well. So both those guys are going to be very competitive heading into next year. And then, of course, you don't want to forget about guys like Jalen Ellis or Jackson Gleason. But I feel like it's those two guys who are going to be battling to give them some size on the outside.
All right, man. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Good luck. I mean, this is your moment, right?
Yeah, it definitely is. And I'm really excited about it. So thanks for having me on, guys. Great time as always.
Good luck. Yeah, good luck with the rehearsal dinner and all that goes with it. And they've already had all the bachelor parties and all that stuff.
Yeah,
is that
he
right?
Already did
he was
that
in New Orleans that one weekend.
Yeah.
So good luck with him. I guess I was stunned. I thought he was going to skip out on us again. It's been like four of the last 6 weeks. But he was full throttle. Craig, he kind of teased us a little bit, right?
Yeah, he did. And I think he made a similar tease on Trust the Podcast, if you haven't listened to that yet. We had a bunch of questions in the mailbag this week, and went over a lot of things. So if you haven't checked out that podcast, it does typically air, I think. It'll air after today, right?
Yep.
So follow us today if you've never listened to it before, or you can just get it on your your phone and whatever podcast stream that you use, Apple or whatever. But yeah, we discussed a lot, and he's had a lot on his plate. His future wife, far more so, considering that she's not only been planning a wedding, but she's also in the medical field down there in San Antonio, in Bexar County in particular, where they've been a little bit busy. So she's had kind of the double whammy of all that. And I'm sure she's going to be quite relieved after tomorrow is over with, for sure.
Well, something that's interesting, baseball, at least for now, with a little bit of a relief. John Hyman reporting 3,185 players tested and staff Major League Baseball as they returned. 38 positive tests.
31 are players, 7 are staff, 19 teams have at least one positive test. The Red Sox, multiple positive tests.
But if you would have said, hey, how many of the 3,185 players and staff, I would thought maybe 100, something like that. That doesn't mean there's not others that might have been around. But I think that's